Okay, let's get into the last parak of Ruos, Ruos Parak Dalet, as we finish off this exciting Sefer. Again, as we know, there have been books and svarim. So much has been said about every pasuk and every parak. We try to touch on some of the topics, but there's obviously a lot more that we did not get to. So we start off Parak Dalet. Boaz has promised to Ruos that night before that he'll take care of it tomorrow. So he goes in this parak and he gathers people, and all of a sudden he sees his uncle. He sees Tov, or known as Pony Almoni, passing by. He says, come, sit down. He gathers 10 people, and he says, in front of the 10 people, he says, you know, redeem the field. Redeem the field of your brother Elimelech, which is owned by Naomi. By the Psukim and Parshas Behar say that a relative should come and save the day, and you know, and that you are a closer relative. I'm only a nephew or a cousin of Naomi, but you are a... you are a brother of Elimelech. So what do you say? So he says, okay, I will redeem the field. I'll buy the field. And Boaz says, no, but along with buying the field, it's also semi-owned, or goes with Rus. Rus, and you have to marry Rus. That's part of the deal. And the Goel says, no, that I can't do. That I can't do. I'm not ready to do that. So they make a deal. They do a kini chalipin, as this is the source for kini chalipin. And Boaz says, okay, so I'm going to buy the field, and I'm going to marry Rus. That's okay? Everybody says, yes, amen, we are Edim. And that is what happened. That is the agreement. And that sets the stage for that day. Rus and Boaz get married. And through that that night, Rus becomes pregnant, and Boaz dies. After they are together, he dies that next day. As we spoke about, the Zrizus is what caused this to happen. And everybody is very, obviously, sad that Boaz is gone. But they were very happy for Naomi to have progeny. Naomi even takes care and brings up the child. The child's name is Oved. Oved, later on, is the father of Yishai, who, of course, is the father of David. And that is why we have this Sefer, to show the lineage of David HaMelech. And that's why we leave it on Shavuos, as we discussed in the Hakdama. So now we get back to the beginning of the parak. Boaz, Allah Hashar. As we know, the Zrizus of Boaz, he went that day. It's pointed out that David HaMelech, right, his great-grandson, also learned this Zrizus. Remember, he was going to build the Beis HaMikdash. He went that night and started getting ready to build the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever David did, he did with Zrizus also. Boaz, Allah Hashar, he went to the Shar. What's the Shar? The Mesudas David says, Makom Moshav HaDayonim. The judges should sit by the gate of the city. Ubechal Ir, Me'ari Yisrael, in every city, everybody knew where to find the judges. They used to sit next to the Shar of the city, and that's where he went. That he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So Boaz went by Yeshav Sham. Vihine, and all of a sudden, Hine, we mentioned earlier, means, oh, a surprise. Hine, Boaz came to the field. Hine, all of a sudden, HaGoel Over. The Goel, the relative, is Over Asher Diber Boaz. The Goel, the one that's closer relative that Boaz had been talking about, just walks by. Vayomer, Suru Shvapo Ploni Almoni. Please, sit down, Ploni Almoni. Rechazal said that his real name was Tov, but he's called Ploni Almoni, which means so-and-so. Because, as an onus, he was so worried about his future shame, so his name was even removed from the text. The Medrash beautifully describes, Vehine, the Goel happened to be walking by. There's no happen to be. As we know from Sefer Megillas Esther, we also know from here, says the Medrash in the Rus Rabbah, right here, Amar Shul Bar Nachman, Afilu haya besof ha'olam. Even if Ploni Almoni had been on the other side of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have figured out a way to bring him. Hey Tisu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vehevi'u L'sham Kedei Shelo Yeh Oso HaTzadik Yoshev U'Mitzta'er Mitoch Yishuvo. That Tzadik, Boaz, shouldn't be wondering what's going to be, where is he? Amar Abrechya Kakdarshu Shnei Gedoli Olam, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua. Reb Eliezer Omer, Boaz Asa Et Shelo, Verus Asta Et Shelo, Vinami Asta Et Shelo. Every player did their ishtablus, did what they were supposed to do. Boaz did what he did. He gathered everybody, and he's ready to get married. Rus did what she had to do. Naomi did what she had to do. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afani Eset Shali. Vayomer Suru Shva Ploni Almoni. He brings Ploni Almoni to be right at the right spot at the right time. So Boaz says, please come. Vayasar Vayeshev. And he turned, even though Ploni Almoni was his uncle, but... Boaz's father was Salmon, which was also the line of Salmon and Ploni Almoni and Elimelech, all brothers. that they, but he was the Av Bezdin, he was the Av of the Sanhedrin, and Ploni Amoni listened to him. Vayikach Hasaran Hashim, he takes 10 men, Mizikri Ha'ir, Boaz takes 10 men in order to witness what is about to happen. What is about to happen? That is a machlokas, not a machlokas that's about to happen, but why did he need the 10? That is a machlokas in Mesechus Ksubis on Dav Zayin Mabes. The first opinion is that marriage. Birchas Chasanim, Sheva Brachas needs 10. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna Barnasan, Tana. Minayin LeBirchas Chasana Basara. How do we know that Sheva Brachas requires a minyan? Shenei Amar, Vayikach Hasaran Hashim, Yizik Nehoyir. Vayomer Shvupo, sit, because he was going to have Nisuin. Rabbi Yavo, Amar Mehachar. Rabbi Yavo has a different pasuk to teach us that, in Tehillim. But Makelos Barchu Alokim. In the multitudes, bless Hashem, Hashem Imkar Yisrael. So what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? So Rav Nachman uses Rabbi Yavo's pasuk to tell us something beautiful, that the, even the Ubarim should be made Iman Sang Shira. But the other one, Rabbi Yavo, Bahai Kradar Rav Nachman, Bayal Darish Bey, what does Rabbi Yavo do with Rav Nachman's pasuk? What did he Boaz need 10 for? Ahomi Baile Le Midrish, Amoni Velo Amonis, Moavi Velo Moavis. What do you mean? You needed 10 to Darshan, Lefersume Milsa, to be Mefarsame, to publicize this din. That is a, they're about to marry a Moabite. It says in the Torah, Lo Yavo Amoni Bekal Hashem, Lefersume. Kedamar Leishmuel Rav Chana Bagdato, Puk Faisli Be'asara, gather me 10 people, Ve'ema Lechaban Payu, I will tell you in front of them, a different halacha, Mezakalu Barkana, so to hear, in order to publicize, they gather 10. So that's a machlokas hamoram in the Gemara, what it was for that he gathered 10. There is a discussion in the Achronim. The Gemara says that the 10, the minyan by Birchas Chasan and by Sheva Brachas could be including the Chasan. It could be 9 plus the Chasan. But it sounds like here that he got 10 and he was excluded. So there are a number of answers given. If you look in the Kamosi Shalal Rav on Shavuos, on page Shalamit Alavi, he gathers all of the answers. Maybe the Yeshua's Yaakov says in Eben Ezer, maybe if you hold that Birchas Chasanim from Boaz, so then you would hold Ein Chasanim in a minyan. Only if you hold the sources B'makelos Baruch Hu Elokim, then Chasanim in a minyan. Okay, maybe it's a machlokas. The Netziv has a very creative pshat in Kiddushin Daf Samaches, where he says the Chasan is part of the minyan Asara because there's a chiyuv to be Mesameach his wife, and that's why he's part of the 10. Aval, but Nisuei Boaz Larus Hayirach B'Torah Hakam Hashem. It was pure L'Shem Yibum. V'Yemkei Nechshav Adavar Kamoshe Nisuei Hilabal Arisho. It was Kilu, she was already married and he was just stepping into his shoes. So maybe there's Ochi of Simcha there and therefore he wouldn't be able to be counted as part of the minyan. Okay. Or the Reuven Margolis writes in his Sefer on Shas Nisosei Or, that's the Sefer Reuven Margolis, Margolis Hayam. He says, we learned that Boaz's wife died recently. Boaz has died recently. Al Kane, who atzmo, he just got up from Shiva. Al Kane, so he couldn't really be part. He was still within being an Avel, so he beforehand couldn't be part of the minyan. Okay, different pshatim. But either way, he gathers 10 people, Vayomer, Shvupo. And he says to all of them, sit, Vayeshiva, and they sit. Right? You don't mess with Boaz. You don't mess with Boaz, right? That's what the Medrash says here too. Mikan. Also, they didn't sit until Boaz told them to sit. Right? He says, Shvupo, and they sit. The Kesef Mishnah says this is the basis for a halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam, Menuchos Tamat Torah, tells us in Perek Hey Halacha Vav, halachas of Mora Rabo. What you're allowed to do in front of your Rebbe and what you're not allowed to do. You can't sit in the place of your Rebbe. V'lo yachriya dvar b'fanav. V'lo yister esvarav. V'lo yeshev l'fanav ad shiyomer lo shev. You can't sit down until your Rebbe tells you to sit. What's the source of this? As the Mishnah says, the Medrash right here. The Medrash right here in our Pasuk. Ein rishos l'katan. They didn't sit down until Boaz told them to sit down. So they sit down, Vayomer la Goel, and in front of these 10 people, Boaz turns to Ploni Amoni and says, to the Goel, to the potential Goel, Chelkas asad asher la'achinu. There's a chesedah that our brother has, right? It wasn't really his brother. It was Boaz's father, Salmon. Salmon and Ploni Amoni, their brother was Elimelech. So Elimelech has a field, or part of a field, Elimelech. Machra Nami, Nami is involved right now in looking to sell it. Hashava mi Stei Moav, she came back from Stei Moav, she's trying to sell the field, and as the Psukim describe in Parshas Bahar, the relatives are always the ones that have to help out in terms of buying fields and selling and making sure the relatives have money. Vani Amarti, Egle Aznechalemar. And I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to give you the first choice. I'm going to open up, reveal to your ears. Kenei Negara Yoshvim. Buy the field in front of all these people sitting here. Veneged Zikrei Ami. Im Tikal Gaal. And if you're Goelit, if you redeem it, Gaal. Ve'im Lo Yegaal. If not, Hagidoli. Tell me, Ve'eda Ki Ezulascha Legol. There's no one else besides you. Vanochi Acharecha. I'm next in line. So just tell me. Interesting, the Lashon of Geula is used by a field. Why the Lashon of Geula used by a field? There is a connection between the rechush of a person and the fact that a person has it. The rechush of the person and the person himself, there's a connection between the two of them. Let me just find the source I wanted to quote. Here in the Mishpat Sosav, Kuf Yud Ches, page Kuf Yud Ches, quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, that the rechush al Adam, there's a kesher between the rechush and the nefesh. La'avodas Hashem shalosh le'mas nafsho. Hashem gives you something, obviously because he thinks that you could create and uplift these kinyanim. And you need it as a tikkun in your nefesh. Somehow these kinyanim, these items are supposed to be yours, and you're supposed to perfect yourself and the items with it. And that's why the Baal Shem Tov says, when a person loses something, it must be that it was already a tikkun done. If it wasn't his fault, pshia. Simin shabaylov gamru l'taken is basha yitzrichim l'taken b'chefetzeh. L'kach over l'yadam l'cheiros. That's why a mechira is called a geula, because the redemption, she said g'loshim gemara tikkun, because the geula has been done, and now it goes to someone else. Interesting. So that's the lashon of geula. So what does Pony Amoni say? Vayomer anochi agal, okay. Okay, not everybody is, we don't focus on this pasuk. First, Pony Amoni said, yes, I'm ready to be goal, I'll buy the field. But now Boaz says, no, but now there's another Tanai. Boaz is honest with him. On that day, on the day that you buy the field from Naomi, there's another catch. Rus, her daughter-in-law, Hamoavia, Eshes Hames, the wife of the Mace, Kanisa, Lahakim, Hashem Hames, Al Nachalaso. You also have to buy her. You also have to marry her to be Makim Shem Hames, Al Nachalaso. Because, you know, they Yarshin their father, Machlon and Kilion, Yarshin Ali Melech. Therefore, you also have to step into their shoes and marry Rus. Right? Rashi's Lashon is, Atat Sarich Leknos, Vihi Eina Misratza, Ela Imkati Saena. You have to buy also from her, and she only wants to sell to you if you marry her. So, you ready? You ready to do that? So, that he says, no, I can't do that. But Yomer, even before we see his answer, interesting that Boaz calls her Rus Hamoavia. What's he emphasizing? The Medrash says that he's emphasizing trying to get her, him not to marry her, because he wants to. He wants to. He has a Ruach HaKodesh that is supposed to be him. Actually, this is quoted by the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Tov Pei Dalid in Arachaim, in Hilchas Pesach, quotes, in a context where there's one box of matzah, there's two matzahs in the jail, and who does it go to? There are two people in jail. If it's Dvar Hefker, so the Shari Tshuva discusses that maybe a person could try to be marim, so to speak, and try to do what he can to get the matzah, except from his friend. But what do you mean? Isn't that harama, gnevas das? So says the Shari Tshuva, if there's a Dvar Hefker and you're trying to get it, so when do we say that there is harama only by, it's usur by dini mamonos? But by mitzvos, then there is more flexibility. Safa Baruch HaKodesh, and he quotes a raya from here. Boaz says, Rosa Moavia, Lefisha Safa Baruch HaKodesh, Asa Latzeis Michalatzeha, Shalsheles Malchus Beis David, Lakach Amar HaMoavia, Kadeshi Yimain Hu, Vikachena Hu, Viyizkel, Shalsheles Dulahi. He wants to be Zoche. Viyavta Aslor Amos Chavir, Lakach Azeh Shalo. You can't trick somebody who's supposed to get somebody that's Magia to them. Zeo Bedavish of Mamon. Aval Bemitzvahs. You can't steal a mitzvah, right? It's the sugi in Chulin about paying asar zehuvim, like kisui adam and bris mila, mitzvahs that are already mu'ad to a certain person, you can't. But if there's a hefker mitzvah, you could do whatever you can to try to get it without hurting somebody else. You can't hurt somebody else, but you could try to do what you can to try to get it. And that's Yaakov Avinu with the brachos and the bechora also. But that's the Shari Tshuva right here on the page of the Shulchan Aruch in Arachaim. So that's what he says. Vayomar Goel lo uchal ligol li. So that I can't do. That I can't do. Some say lo uchal is that he wasn't a. Most Mefarshim say it was like he didn't want to. He was worrying about his future. But some suggest the Yigar Shmuel suggests that no, I don't have schuyos lo uchal. I'm not able. I'm not on your level. Penashchis is nachalasi. But the pasha says he's worried about his future. I'm going to marry a Moavite. Penashchis is nachalasi. And therefore Rashi says. Bizarre, lest he's pagam bizarre. Vita'a ba'amoni v'lo ba'amonis. And he made a mistake. He didn't know. Amoni v'lo ba'amonis mo'ovi v'lovis. He thought he was just being pogam. And therefore he says, Ga'alna ataz not gulasi. You take her. You take her. Ki lo uchal l'gol, because I can't. Actually, the Brisker Rav asks, if he made a mistake and he thinks it's usur, so how could he say to Boaz, okay, you take her? What, he was a lifnei yiver. You take her, then nobody could take her. How could he say you take her? So the Brisker Rav says, no. What was his mistake? He thought there was a decision made by the Beis Din. They darshened it in a certain way, and they decided, Amodi v'lo Amonis, v'lo v'lo Amonis. But it's based on a drasha. And we know the Rambam tells us, if there's a drasha made by one Beis Din, if a later Beis Din comes and decides to darshan it another way, they could darshan it another way. So he says, I'm going to marry her, but then who knows in the future, they're going to darshan that you don't make such a distinction, right? You don't make such a chiluk. B'chol dvarim ha'nilmadim, this is in the Griz ala Torah, a few pages on Rus. B'chol dvarim ha'nilmadim, so what was the mistake? This wasn't a new drushas chazal. This was a Kabbalah going back Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore it's never going to change. It was just uncovered now. It was uncovered. Right? That's the end of that Gemara in Meseches Yevamos, where Doeg is trying to cause trouble, and then finally Amasa stands up and says, no, I have a Kabbalah from Shmuel, from the Beis Medrashol, Shmuel Anavi. Amoni v'lo Amonis, v'ovi v'lo Moavis. It's never going to change. But that was his mistake. He said, right now it's Mutter, so Boaz, if you want to take her, you can take her. So, Ga'alna Atas Gulasi Kilo Chalagol, I can't. Vizos Lefanibi Yisrael, the narrator, so to speak. Shmuel Anavi says, by the way, this is what's always been done in Yisrael. Whenever you're by a field, whenever you have a substitute, you have a chalipin, lekayim kol davar, to be mekayimit, shalaf ishna'alo v'nasal re'eyu. What's called a kini chalipin. You take a kli, you take a symbolic object, and you give it to your friend. Who gives it to who? Machlokes, b'metzia ben zayin. Right? It's a caliph shal kona, caliph shal makne, machlokes, and it's very unclear here who gave it to who. Who gave the shoe to who? Depending on what you hold. Kona, caliph shal kona, caliph shal makne. V'zos ha'tuda b'Yisrael, and this is what is done in Yisrael. Tosas a kiddushin daf gimel says that chalipin works for a goy. So the Pnei Yeshua asks there, so what about this pasuk? Right? It says, v'los lefanim b'Yisrael. How could a chalipin work for a goy? It says the Yisrael. The Rasha says maybe goy to goy it is excluded. But if one of the parties is a Jew, then it still works, and that's still lifnim b'Yisrael. Kinyan chalipin is a big topic by itself. It's a unique type of kinyan. It's what's called by the Achronim kinyan shel das. It's just a symbolic maisa that reflects concretization of the das, based on the Rambam in Ilchus Mechira. He discusses this and says this beferish, that really you don't need chalipe, but you just do it to show that a person is serious about what they're doing. And what they do here, they used a shoe, interesting. Vayomer, now we use a pen, we use a handkerchief. Vayomer, go la boaz, kenelach, so go, he says, the goel, the Pnei Shepodi Amoni says, okay, Boaz is yours. Vayishlav Nalo, he takes off his shoe. Vayomer Boaz la Zakedim v'chalam Edim atem ayom. Boaz says to all the Zakedim there, you are the Edim now. Ki kanisi es kol asher leli melech. I bought whatever was to Avimelech, the land. That's kol asher lekil yonamachli miyana ami. Number one, I bought the karka. I was kona the karka is mine now. I'm stepping into those shoes. V'gam es ruas hamoavia eishas machlon. Kanisi lili isha. Also, Rusa Moavi Eishas Machlon, Kanisi lili isha. I bought for, meaning I marry her, Lakim Shema Mesal Nachalaso, in order to step into the shoes, V'liyikari Shema Mes Miyamechav Umishar Mikomo. So the mace is not a race, a form of Yibum. Edem Atem Ayom, you are the Edem. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out amazingly, this is the first time that Rusa Moavi is called, she is spelled Chaser. Spelled Chaser. Right, Moavia. If you look just earlier in the Pasuk A, Moavia spelled with a Vav after the Mem. Here it's Chaser. Why? The first time? Because now it's been decided. Amoni Moaviv lo Moavis. So she's not a full Moavite. So it's spelled Chaser. She's Chaser, a little Moavite, and that's why it's spelled Chaser. Just to notice that is unbelievable. Shaboaz lo Pasuk Moaviv lo Moavis. So Amale, Kamo Kobane Moav, Avalachar, Shapasuk, the Moavis, Ksheros, Nasa Chaser, Shein Ze Moav Gomor. So that's, he has the, Kenyan. Interesting, it's called here Rus HaMoavia Eishes Machlon. What do you mean Eishes Machlon? Wasn't she the wife of Kilyon? Machlon, Kilyon, Arpa, and Rus. So didn't Arpa marry Machlon and Rus married Kilyon? So what does it mean Eishes Machlon? So that is the discussion by the Chida. By the Chida. The Chida suggests that when Rus's husband died, when Kilyon died, Machlon did Yibam. And therefore, Rus was married to both of them. Mus was married to Machlon also, not just Kilyon, and that's why it says that here too. Then the question is, the Achronim say, so then doesn't that make her a Katlanis? So how would she be able to marry, how would Boaz be able to marry her? Right? It was just, she's a Katlanis. The answer is, if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about Katlanis. So he was doing a mitzvah of Yibum, and even if it's a little shady Yibum, then at least he's buying the field. Buying the field is a real mitzvah. And along with that is the Yibam, so therefore that was what protected him. That's interesting, the story of a Machlon. So fine. So Rusa Bavia, I've married her. Vayomer Kalam Asher B'Shar Zakenim Edim, and they all say Edim, we are Edim. Yiten Hashem Asiisha Abal Beisecha, and they give him a bracha. This woman should be to you Kerachel Uchaleya. Rachel first, Rashi says, because all Shvatim admit that she is the Akeres Abayis. The Ibn Ezra says that was the first one in Yaakov's mind, but she should be like you, Karachal Uchaleya. Mefarshim also pointed out, like the Imahos, she's Ima Shel Malchus, as we saw. She's not one of the four Imahos, but she's Ima Shel Malchus, the Gemara calls her. Karachal Uchaleya. Asher Banu Shteyem as Beis Yisrael, they built the house of Israel, Va'asei Chayel Be'afrata, and Du Chayel, Ukrashem Be'Beis Lechem. Make yourself a name. Also, just like the Nachlas Yosef says, just like Rachel and Leah came from Psuel, Lavan, right, so too, she comes from Moab, but she'll make a great aim. V'i Beis Chal Kebeis Peretz Asher Yolda Tamar LeYehuda, right, invoking Tamar and Yehuda, Menazera Asher Yitin Hashem Lechem and Anar Azos, it should be strong like that. V'yikach Bo Ezez Ruz, V'atilo Le'isha, so he takes her, Vayavo Eleha, and he's with her, and he impregnates her that night, and he dies that night, according to the Yalkut. Rus had tremendous arichas yamim. Chazal say she even lasted all the way until Shlomo HaMelech. So Shlomo HaMelech, right, her great-great-grandson. Her great-great-grandson. But she had a tremendous arichas yamim. The Mishpat Zozav emphasizes, he was Kona Olamo in the last moments of his life. Right, up till now, he had 60 children, they all died. He did so much in his life. But it would have ended. He, in his last moments of his life, he's able to create eternity for himself. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. This is David HaMelech. This is what he does. Until the last moment of our life, we have to try and keep going. Achar Tikun Zehu Nishlam V'Hishlam Estafkido V'Yehudo Atzov Kol Adoros L'Netzach Netzachim. And without this, he wouldn't have done it. So we have to make sure, right? The of a no ra'os lehisbonein, no ra'os lehisbonein. Erev mamish, la'erev al-tanach yadecha, he did it and created Melech HaMashiach, right? Also interesting, many people might have thought that after he died the next day, oh, it's a punishment. It's an onesh. Oh, you see? Maybe Amoev Yivlom Moavis is not right. That's why Hashem shot him down right away. But really, really in the big picture, no, he fulfilled his tafkid. And once he fulfilled his tafkid, that's it, right? He filled his tafkid. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I've given you 80 years. That's what you have to have done. Okay, so he's with her. Vayitin Hashem lam heira yor v'atele bein. Hashem allows her to become pregnant. Even from that first bia, she has a son. Vatomarna hanashim al na'ami baruch Hashem. Right, how do they know Boaz died? He's not around anymore. They say to Naomi, baruch Hashem asher lo hishbis la goel hayom. They did not. Hashem did not hold back a goal from you. The Yikarei Shmo B'Yisrael, and he shall make a great name in Yisrael. V'hayalach l'meshem nefesh, he shall revive your spirit. U'lechalke l'seivase ki kalasech asher hevatech yiladatu, your daughter-in-law had him, asher yitov lach mishiv aban, and Rus is better than any, seven boys. V'tiach Naomi yisayelad, v'tishiseo b'cheika, v'tihi lo lo menes. She nursed him. Naomi, Nisim and Flos, right? She also came back to youth and was able to nurse the baby. They called him a name. Yulad ben Naomi, Vatikrenashmo Oved. Why is he called Oved? The Medrash says his father was an Oved, his mother was an Oved, and his grandson will be an Oved. David Avdi. Hu Avi Yishai, Avi David. And then we end off with the lineage. Elot, all his parents, all 10 generations. Parents, Chetzron, Ram, Aminadav, Nachshon. Salma, Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David, why the, it was all listed. Interesting, just one final point Rav Meidan makes in the Be'er Miriam. He says that, just like here, the Geula, the full Geula of the marriage happened through Geula Sakarka, so too Eretz Yisrael. The Geula is promised to come first through the Geula Sakarka. Right? The Pasuk says, and Rabbi Abba notes this in Parachelek, when the land starts blossoming again, that's a simen. And first the Eretz Yisrael is going to be populated. That's when it's going to be Kona the land. And once we're Kona the land, then the Geula, the full Geula is going to happen. Keni Hiratzon, that we will be Zoche, not only to full Geula Sa'aretz, but Geula of Malchus based David as well. We'll stop here.